This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Uncomfortable futures like that in Birmingham, Alabama, could be in store for more and more cities, especially those in the sand states like California, Nevada, and Florida. They've been hit by the housing collapse, tax revenues fallen, and with it, spending on public infrastructure, services, and schools. That's the argument Meredith Whitney makes in her new book, Fate of the States, The New Geography of American Prosperity. And she's with us now. Hey, Meredith.
Hi.
So one of the main points in your book is that we're going to see this shift in economic power from the coast to the central part of the country. Why is that?
The center part of the country, you know, sometimes known as the flyover states, have deep roots in farming and the agriculture sector and commodities and whatnot. And so inherently, those are highly cyclical boom-bust type industries. Because of that, their governments are run extremely conservatively. So they don't have big swings in their revenues. They don't operate with big swings in their expenses. So why that's a big deal is they didn't get themselves into any trouble. So no housing boom happened there. No housing bust happened there. Nothing really got out of whack. So they start with much drier powder, a lot more dry powder.
So what are these states? Can you just name some of these states that you think are really poised to do well going ahead?
You start with Texas in terms of population density, second largest economy, second largest population. Over to, you can go as west as far as, you know, Colorado, Utah, go over to areas even, you know, Indiana, Wisconsin, all the way up to North Dakota. A lot of this is energy, but also a lot of this is these states are right to work states. So companies feel like they have more control over hiring and firing in those areas. These states, again, have more often than not have very low tax burdens. So that's also attractive to businesses. And these states have much more affordable housing and just ease of standard of living. So those are the states that are not only have unemployment rates that are half that those of the coasts, but also where job creation is coming from and where people are moving for a myriad of reasons.
So one way to put a bet on a different part of the country, if you can't move there, move your business there, is to buy municipal bonds. But there have been a lot of high-profile bankruptcies recently. And I wonder if you think municipal financing is a potential trouble spot for the economy and for investor portfolios.
I hope not. I think what happens is that people are unwilling to make changes. People are unwilling to make concessions unless there's some type of crisis. So let me give you an example. When Central Falls in Rhode Island went bankrupt, it scared the rest of the state into accepting pension reform. So it took a crisis to get people into line. No one wants it to be them in terms of taking the cut. But when they see how bad it is for so many localities, the bankruptcy option, then they're like, okay, we'll come to the table, we'll compromise. Sadly, that's just how human nature works.
So you think that's where we're headed, to a crisis that we respond to?
I don't know if it's a broad and deep crisis where, you know, it all happens at once, but I think it's happening community by community. And, you know, as you have more people deciding to live in areas that suit them better and are cheaper and higher, you know, have a higher standard of living, it's only going to exacerbate things.
Meredith Whitney is author of Fate of the States and CEO of the Meredith Whitney Advisory Group. Thanks so much.
Thank you.